Should you go out right now and buy yourself an 8K TV? Find out here on Check Your Tech. Hello, welcome to Check Your Tech, back with another podcast. So, today guys, looking at the TVs. Now, TVs I find are a technology which is seeing big jumps, is seeing very, from HD to Ultra HD, 4K, now 8K, guys, as you heard in the title. Now, really, today's podcast we're going to be focusing on is 8K worth it? Should you go out there and buy yourself an 8K TV? Now, 8K TVs aren't really out there yet, but soon, guys, they will be out. Soon, 8K TVs will be a thing where many households will have them. Now, as I said, TVs are getting better and better, just like any other tech. They're getting closer and closer to the human eye. But now we're at a point where manufacturers are starting to introduce 8K. As the like of Samsung, LG, Sony, all the top brands, and all the other ones. Now, we can obviously see a jump in price. An 8K, will become the new premium tier of TVs, just like smartphones, how the Galaxy S range is the premium range. Same with this. And it's going to be probably pricey. Just like 4K came out, it was expensive. Now, you have a cinema, you've either got a 4K TV, you've either got a HD TV, you come under probably one of them sectors. So, I'm going to be kind of giving you points about 8K, about is it worth it, should you go out there and actually buy it. Now, here's a little quote for you guys, by a guy called Stephen Baker. Now, what he said, quoted, "On a unit basis, we don't expect 8K to exceed 1% of volume until 2022. Close quote. So, I mean, that's pretty significant, a 1% range in the market by 2022. So, what you're really saying is 8K isn't really going to be a thing until 2022. 8K isn't really going to come around. It's going to be a couple of years. Now, you might be sitting thinking, wait, why? What? Why isn't 8K coming around now? Well, there's a lot of factors which I'm going to explain to you in this podcast. So stick around. Here we go. So first of all, unless you've got the money to burn, okay, go out and buy one. But if you don't consider buying one right now. Why, Josh? Why shouldn't I go and buy a TV which is going to be a better resolution? Well, first of all, you need 8K content to get the most out of an 8K TV. And do you know what? There's no 8K content out there. From movies, to YouTube, to vlogs, to TV. There's no 8K content out there. Because, well, for example, Netflix doesn't support 8K, just supports 4K. YouTube doesn't support 8K, just supports 4K. TV doesn't support, I mean, some TVs don't even support 4K, but it doesn't support 8K. So my point is, there's no content out there. So even if you do get an 8K TV, you will not be viewing 8K. You won't be getting the best out of it. There's none available right now, but obviously, as more people get it, the more demand it'll be for 8K. So the more people that buy it, 8K will be here faster. But seeing the process is going to take quite a long time because a 4K was very close to the human eye. 4K seemed amazing. 8K, as you've guessed it, is going to be twice as good. Now, from what experts have actually also said, is there isn't going to be a big jump in improvement from 4K TVs. As a viewer, we're not going to be at the see a difference unless you sit so close to the TV. Now, if you've got a 55, 60, 65 inch TV, I mean, are you really going to sit so close to a TV? Probably not. That'll just hurt your eyes. So, yeah, from HD to 4K, you can tell a difference, but experts are saying from 4K to 8K, because 4K is so good, and we can only see in our human eyes in much detail, 8K isn't going to be a big jump. So first of all, guys, looking at 4K, there will be a day when 4K goes to the lower branch of low resolution, and it's replaced by a bigger number, essentially, just like HD. That kind of got pushed to the side when 4K came out. HD was seen as bad, but it's really not. But there's a many questions people are asking about 8K TVs, such as, do I need to watch my favourite shows to get, do I need one? Is 4K going to look terrible now? Should I throw my 4K TV away? Is it going to be worth it to get an 8K TV? Well, there's a simple answer to all of these questions and many more questions all over the internet. And the answer to that question is no. Here is why. So now that you've, you know, slid your wallet back into your pocket, here's everything that you know about 8K TVs today. So first of all, guys, people get confused with resolutions. In fact, so do I. Sometimes it says a resolution, but it actually isn't a resolution. And it's so confusing what people do. But standard TVs, HD. And what HD is, it's 1080p. 1080p. Now what that is, it's 1920 pixels horizontal and 1080 pixels vertically. So that is a standard TV. Now, many cinemas has a resolution of around 2048 by 1080, which they class as 2K, but it's basically just 1080p HD, what you have at home, what some people have at home. The term 4K horizontal resolution of 4096, hence why it's called 4K. Because it's four times as more pixels in a HD TV. Now, confusion is, there's just so many. You know, you've got 1080p, you've got 2K, you've got UHD, Ultra HD, you've got 4K, and now we've got 8K coming our way. Now, a lot of numbers, and I mean, from an everyday use person, guys, you might not see a huge difference. So, I'm going to tell you, to, you know, different scenarios of a person, what TV is best for you in 2020. Here we go. Sit back and relax. So, let's say you're a person who likes to watch YouTube, likes to watch Netflix, likes to watch Amazon, likes to surf the internet on the TV, and you don't have, let's say, a 4K TV. Well, guys, you will probably benefit from this. So, really, the difference between HD to 4K, guys, there is a quite big difference because 4K supports YouTube, Netflix, Amazon, all that good stuff. And you will see a difference, honestly, you will. And normally 4K TVs, guys, obviously have a better processor inside. I mean, even if you don't have a smart TV, guys, consider buying one if you like to watch YouTube. If you're a person that's watching YouTube on your phone or on your tablet, get on your TV. Much, much bigger, much easier to use most of the time. Yeah, if you like watching YouTube, like watching Netflix, get a smart TV because it's built into the TV, so you don't have to hook up a HDMI lead from your laptop into the TV. Consider getting a smart TV and a 4K TV. So if you're sitting with a HD TV at home, guys, and you watch YouTube and you don't have a smart TV, go to a smart TV. Probably even go to a smart 4K TV. And honestly, guys, you can pick them up for a good price now, even the top brands. So, you know, you're not going to spend absolutely hundreds and thousands of pounds. Don't worry. You can get a decent TV out there. Now, if you're a person that doesn't really watch YouTube, doesn't really watch Amazon, you've got your TV is just to watch TV. You don't need a smart TV. You don't need a 4K TV. Why? Well, mainly because TV doesn't even support 4K. For example, you watch an ITV, you're watching Coronation Street, the classic Coronation Street. I mean, who doesn't like it? You are not watching Coronation Street in 4K on many different ones. Some you can, but as you've heard, it says ITV HD. It does not say ITV 4K or UHD. So, even if you go get a 4K TV, it's not going to be in 4K. Now, yes, it's going to look a bit better than HD TV, but if you're a person, guys, that doesn't watch Netflix or YouTube and just wants to watch TV, you don't need to get a 4K TV. Just stick at the TV you've got. Now, I've talked about HD and 4K. Now, 8K. So, obviously, as you've guessed, 8K has got twice the amount of horizontal and vertical resolution pixels as 4K. with a whopping 7,680 by 4,320. And just wait one second, guys, a deep breath here. 33,177,600 total pixels. Wow. Yeah, so 4 times more pixels than 4K, 16 times more pixels than 1080p, standard HD, 16 times, guys. So you'll see a difference from HD to 8K, but you're not really going to see a big difference from 4K to 8K, because 4K is so good. That is why. Here's a little fun fact for you guys. 1080p is HD, but 720p, the one below it, is HD as well. So if you go on YouTube, you'd be able, if you go on like the different resolutions, you'll see the different ones from like 144 to 180. Now 720 on YouTube used to be classed as HD along with what 1080, but now 720 isn't being classed as HD because now we need to start bumping them up. 720 now, 720p is now SD. YouTube actually stopped it. Many reasons for, if you want to go and check out a YouTube video or whatever. But yeah, so that's a little cool fact for you. Now, talked a lot. Do you need 8K TV? Well, obviously I've already answered it. No, not even a little. There's no contents. The human eye can only see as much detail as you can. So even if you get it, guys, there will be a slight improvement from 4K, but you won't be getting 8K as it is on the sticker. So, a compromise again, 8K TV? No. The price of them as well, guys, at the mint are ridiculous. I think Samsung's got one out, thousands of pounds. So as I say, unless you've got money to burn, go and buy it. I mean, why would you be watching this if you've got money to burn? You know, you may as well, you would have just bought it anyway. So guys, yeah, that was episode 8 now. Wow. I feel like I'm doing pretty good, guys. I don't know what you think. As I say, I'm on Spotify now, guys. If you listen through Spotify, you know, nice. Tell us what you think about it. Go on Instagram, follow us at check_your_tech. Messages, DM us saying, what do you think of my podcast? What would you like to see? Any suggestions? And I'll do it for you. But yeah, I'm so happy we've gotten Spotify, guys, and it's all down to yous. As I said, I've done a post on Instagram, so make sure you go and follow us on Instagram, guys. Keep on listening to Check Your Tech, because, I mean, through these times, guys, it's just nice to just sit back and relax and talk about technology. I've been Josh. Thank you for listening to Check Your Tech, and I'll see you all, guys, in the next one. Goodbye for now.